Thereafter, Lord Brahma requested Prahlad Maharaj, who was standing very nearby, and asked Prahlad Maharaj to go forward, and said, "My dear son, Lord Nrisimhadeva is very, very angry upon your demonic father, and you can go forward and appease him, the Lord."
Prahladam Preshayamasa Brahma Abhasthitavantike Taka Prasamaya Upehi Sapistri Kupitam Praho Sa. All of them, all the demigods, they wanted to pacify. The Lord was very angry, but they failed. Then at last they requested Lakshmiji to pacify the Lord. He could not dare to approach. What is this thinking of pacify? Then at last they decided that this 5 years old boy, the Lord may be compassionate upon him, and for him he has appeared. So, let him be engaged in pacifying the Lord. So Brahma, the head of all the demigods presented there, he decided, Prahladam Prasayamasa. He pushed him forward, "My dear Prahlad, my dear son, better you go forward and pacify." It is something like to push a little child in the cage of the lion. It is something like that. Nobody is there. So, Prahlad Maharaj, he knew very well that however ferocious he may be, I am not afraid, he is my Lord. I am not afraid. He is jolly, innocent, pure devotee. He has no fear. So you are spent, my dear Prahlad, you try. So, Brahma avasthitam antike. He was very near sitting, but then he had no fear. Just on the lotus feet, near the lotus feet of the Lord was sitting. Others were contemplating. He was free. Then I was at the center of the Lord, sapadamule. Mahatpalam Kunnagato Murari. He is Murari and everything is under his feet. This is the conclusion when one is at heart with the Kapha. Prahlad Maharaj, although you are a boy, 5 years old, it does not matter. You are first class devotee, Mahabhagavat. That is possible. The devotional service is nothing material. It is spiritual. So there is nothing impossible. Impossible. That is real appreciation of spiritual life. If one thinks that Prahlad Maharaj was only 5 years old, how he could offer such nice verses in glorifying the Lord? That is possible. Bhakti does not depend on the age. Bhakti depends on sincerity of service. It is not that because one man is older than me, therefore he is a greater devotee. No. Ahi kuti apati hata. First of all, bhakti must be without any motive. Without any motive of personal self-definition, that is real bhakti, anna virasita sunnam. We have to make all our desires zero. Jnana karmadana vritam. people are trying to understand the whole creation by knowledge. And bhakti does not depend on knowledge. Jnana karma, or karma. Karma means fruitive action. Not that because you are a very good businessman, you are very successful, therefore it will be easy for you to understand Krishna. No, that is not. Or if you think one is very poor in knowledge, low born, no education, still he can understand bhakti as law, provided he is pure devotee. The material conditions, they are not practically applicable to spiritual life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that's what we say, yovajjavikapa. Whatever Ramananda Raya was proposing, this is the beginning of bhakti. He suggested vannasam dharma, karma tyas, karma sannyas, in full surrender, sarva-dharmān prasthāt. All everything, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yovajjavikapa. These are external formalities. If you know something better, then this is clear. So, Ramananda Raya, quoted a verse from Brahmāstriya, sthāne sthitā śrutivatāṁ sarvāṁ mano hi prāyena jīta pi jito. Krishna is Adhita. Nobody can conquer. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Vastra Parataram Jnanya. Nobody is greater in every respect. Not that Krishna is shorter, at least in Jesus. He is shorter in one respect, that he could not repay back the obligation he received from the gopis. He was only shorter to the gopis. That is his grace. He says that I cannot repay you. It is impossible. Please be satisfied with your own service. That is the gopis. So you are shorter or else especially before Radharani, he felt his thought. Otherwise, he is the Supreme. He is always the Supreme. Matta parataram dhanya thinkidasi sananjaya. So if you want to conquer over this unconquerable Krishna, then according to the prayer of Brahma and appreciated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sthāne sthitā śrutivatāṁ tanuvāṁ mano hi. You remain in your place. It doesn't matter. But you become very humble. Don't be puffed up. Dhyāne prayāsam udapāsta namante. You should not think yourself that you are very advanced by my speculative knowledge I can understand God. That is it. That is not one. You have to give up, first of all, this attain. That I am very learned, I am very rich, or I am very deep, and that. Therefore, for me, to understand God, that is the thing that Janmai Sajjasu Tatsi, those are very much proud, they do not take Krishna consciousness very seriously. They think, this poor fellow who has no money, no food stuff, they are come in the name of Krishna for begging. So, it is for them, it is not for us. I am very rich, I am very opulent, I am very educated, very aristocratic. So for me, there is no freedom. The Indians say like that in your country. Now we have known this Krishna, Hare Krishna. Now it is everywhere. So these papra persons cannot understand Krishna. One has to become very humble. Christ also says, the kingdom of God is for the humble and the meek. That is actually. Krishna also says, Sada Dharma Paritajya Mahi Kapsarana Puja. This is the beginning of humbleness. Yes, I have nothing insignificant. Bhavanam Dharmanam Anti Jnano Atma. This is real knowledge. To remain always insignificant before Guru Krishna, when it is proud. If somebody thinks that I have become more than my Guru, more than Krishna, then it is. So, one should become very humble and meek. It doesn't matter where he is situated, either this institutionally, brahmachari, vyastra, vanaprastha, sannyas. Even one has taken sannyas, he should remain always humble. So, never we should think that I have become a very big personality. That was the instruction of my Guru Maharaj. Bharavaisya. I am very big person. Everyone should come and obey my order. This is condemned position. The real position is one should be very humble and mean. Jnane priyasam udupasam namandai. Namandam is humble. One should be prepared to learn from namandai or sarmukhane. Those are pure devotees. From there one should be very much anxious to hear. That's the same thing. Unna vilasita sunlo. Who has no other desire, relatives are expressed to serve Krishna. He is pure. So one should be anxious in humbleness to hear from such personality. It doesn't require to change. There are so many questions sometimes. Whether it is necessary to take sannyas, it is, by the routine one, it is necessary. But if one is serious, so for him it is not necessary. Or he should be a pratihata. Because for a serious student of devotion, Krishna is in his hands. Anyway, even if you are a sannyasi or jihastha, dhanaprastha, it doesn't matter. You should remain very humble. That is it. Dhanaprastha, and you should hear from the realized soul in a humble way. Then, the grace, he will be conquered. So, Prahlad Maharaj, was that time from Mahabhagavatam. He was not a child, yet he did not know the sophistries or formality to become unnecessarily very prestigious. He was by nature a small boy. That's why here, this boy, he himself, he doesn't care for it. Because his child, or if you praise him, he does not think himself very much puffed up. This is child's nature. The Prahlad Maharaj was in that position. He didn't care. His father wanted to chastise him so many. He didn't care. And he always said, he is my father. He is joking. This is simplicity. This is simplicity. This simplicity is very valuable. So Prahlad Maharaj was in that position. Therefore, Brahma selected him by Vyas Prahlad, by the child. Please approach the Lord, his child to pacify. Prahladam Vesayavasa Brahma was Sudaman Antike Tata. My dear child, my dear God, Tata Prasamayo Upehi. Please go forward and try to pacify him. Papitre Sudam Prabhu. Our Lord Prabhu, he has become very, very angry. Nobody can express in that. That's why nobody can excel the Supreme Personality Godhead anything. Similarly, when he is angry, nobody can excel him. He becomes so angry. So he is always, God is great means great in everything. When he is angry, nobody can excel him in that. And when he is very peaceful, nobody can excel. This is God. Asama urdha. God means nobody is equal, nobody is great. So, when the Lord was angry, nobody can show his anger equally. And nobody can become great, greatly and more greatly and angry than Krishna. With all his suffering. So such anger was his teacher. Why? Now, it is said, Saputre to become. He is inducing, Brahma is inducing that you never see the Lord so angry. But it is on account of your father. So it is your duty. Go there. The child reacted, yes. My father committed so many offenses. Therefore it is my duty to pacify the Lord. Therefore he is reminding. Because he was a child. But the child, it is for your father, yes, because why? So it is your duty to go and pacify. The angry word in Agva Rajini. Sapitre to become Prabhu. So don't think that it is our duty, it is your duty. Although you are Brahma, Lakshmi, or that. So real duty is yours. This is little joking. So Prahlad Maharaj is this way. Alright. Either for his father or for anyone. That is Vaishnava. Vaishnava doesn't consider that I have to pray to Krishna for my father, for my mother. No. Vaishnava is ready to offer prayer. Paradukha Dukhi is always unhappy, seeing his fallen condition, soul, unhappy. Other Krishna personality. He has no unhappiness. That is expressed. The Vaishnav is always sorry for the rascals in the world. Otherwise, he has nothing to be unhappy. He can sit down anywhere, he can sleep anywhere, he can eat anything. He doesn't require anyone's help. He is, as Krishna is, self-sufficient. Similarly, Krishna, not exactly like that, but he was is also self-sufficient, depending only on Krishna. Very good. So he has nothing to lament or nothing to regret. He is always pleased in the service of the Lord, but he is always sorry for the conditioned soul for suffering the material path on account of his cause. Thank you very much.